Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Tzadi Amud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing to discuss the Machloket Rav and Shmuel that we saw yesterday with regards to the position of the Chachamim. The Chachamim told us that when you have multiple roofs that are adjacent to each other, then you cannot carry from one roof to the other because kol echad ve'echad reshut b'fnei atzmo. Each one is an independent area, independent entity. On that, we had a Machloket Rav and Shmuel, where Rav said, when the Chachamim mean that it's a reshut b'fnei atzmo, that means that you can't even carry on that roof itself. Even on that roof itself, you can't carry more than 4 amot. It has a designation of something similar to a Carmelite. On the other hand, Shmuel said you can carry on that roof itself. The roof itself you're allowed to carry on, but onto other roofs you cannot carry. The Gemara then narrowed their machloket to a case where mechitzot eina nikarot. If it's obvious the delineation between the roofs, then even Rav agrees that each one is independent and you can carry on it. The question here is when we don't see the differentiation between the different roofs, and they do have walls down below, the walls of the houses that separate them, but they are not visible on the roofs. Do we say good asik? Do we say as if the wall rises to the sky, and therefore it divides the roof or not? And that's the machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Rav saying no, and Shmuel saying yes. Now within the position of Rav, where we answered yesterday, that what does it mean that you can't carry from one roof to the other? That told us that even within 4 amot, even 4 amot itself, you can't carry 2 amot in this roof and 2 amot in the other roof. On one roof itself, you can carry 4 amot. But if you want to cross the border between roofs, even less than 4 amot is not permitted. And in that position, by Rami Bar Chama asks a question within that position of Rab. Shtei amot begag, u'shtei amot b'amud. If you have 2 amot on the roof, and 2 amot on an amud. There's a machloket Rashi, Tosafot, Rabbeinu Chananel, as to how to read this Gemara. We'll follow Rashi's opinion first, and then we'll come back and discuss the other opinions. Rashi says that in an instance where you have 2 amot on the gag, which is a gag ben agagim, and according to Rav, they're oser on hadadi, they oser on each other, which makes it into like a carmelite. Then you have 2 amot and an amud. As Rashi points out, it's an amud that's standing 10 tvachim high, 4 by 4, which makes it into a reshuta yachid. So if you have adjacent a roof and this amud, can you move between them? Those 4 amot that you're entitled to move, can you move between them? Is the problem that Rav stipulates over here about moving from roof to roof where there's ownership of the two areas, and that's what causes the problem for crossing over? Or is it simply moving from one area to another, in a Carmelite to a Rishuti Yachid? So now the Gemara says, Mam Kami Baile. What's even the question here? Carmelite to Rishuti Yachid, Kami Baile? Why would you ask a question of moving between a Carmelite and Rishuti Yachid? That's something we know already is problematic. You can't move between a Rishuti Yachid and a Carmelite, or a Carmelite and Rishuti Yachid. That's not even a question. Why would Rami Bar Chama introduce that as a question within the position of Rav? That's not a question at all. We know the answer to that question. Rami Bar Chama, because of his erudition, his tremendous insight, he jumped to ask the question without really considering the underlying details. Now, really, the question that he's posing is really in this manner, and this is why it's a question within the position of Rav, which is Beit Amot Begag, u'Beit Amot Bechsadra Mahu. When you have 2 amot that are part of the roof, a roof among roofs, and you have 2 amot that are on top of the Echsadra, which is equivalent of a gazebo. Now Rashi, in describing the Echsadra, is talking about inside the Echsadra, down below the Echsadra, that is in line with the Gag, and the same thing later on when he discusses a Churva. We'll see later on that Tosafot still thinks they're talking about the roofs over here and not down below. What is the din over here? Mi amrinon kevan delo hai chaziladira velo hai chaziladira. Since neither of them are ru'uim to live in them, they don't have mechitzot around them, they're not a place where a person lives, therefore chad reshutei, consider to be one area, and you can cross between the gag and the echsadra, even though we would not let you cross between a roof and another roof, because over there you have distinct ownership that separates between you. Because you have people who live below, and who are living in separate entities below, and have a wall that divides between them. So by roofs, we definitely agree that you can't carry from one to the other, even within 4 amot. But here, when we're dealing with an echsadra, even if it's owned by someone else, fact is that neither the roof nor the echsadra are mekomot of diran. In addition to that, the echsadra itself is not a place that's inhabited. So if you put those together, maybe it should be fine to move between them, since they are considered to be a reshut achat. They're similar in nature, and since they're similar in nature, maybe I can cross over the line if I keep it within the 4 amot that I'm normally allowed to carry. Now this Aksadra, Rashi points out, is a case where it is yoter mi beit sa'atayim. This achsadra, this gazebo, is more than beit sa'atayim. Shelo ugaf l'dira ve'en la'mechitza, and it doesn't have a mechitza. So that's an area that's classified as a carmelite. So now I have a roof that's a carmelite, and I have the gazebo, the achsadra, which is a carmelite. And we don't say about the gazebo, piatikra yoreid v'sotayim, which is that the edges of the gazebo should then come down and make it as if it has mechitzot around it, because Rashi says, Davida kiruzila. It was made with a slanted roof. And when you have a slanted roof, like Rashi says, our roofs, then you don't have piatikra yoreid v'sotayim. And so because of that, you have no mechitzot over here. You have a carmelite, because it's an area that's delineated, but it's more than beit sa'atayim. And shelo ukaf l'dira, and wasn't enclosed to be a living space, that's an area that's classified as a carmelite. So I have a gag, I have a roof that's a carmelite, and I have a chsadra that is a carmelite. Can I then move from one to the other? Again, there's not this distinct ownership like by houses where people live in each house. And then when you're talking about the roofs, you're talking about crossing over from one to the other. Here they met an chsadra. Nobody lives in the chsadra. People might live in the house. But maybe there you should be able to move back and forth between the carmelite and the other carmelite. Oh, Dilma, kaven to be gag, the gag asir, the gag l'chsadra, nami asir. Or maybe all that we care about is differentiated ownership. And just like by the roofs, if there's one owner here and one owner there, we say you cannot cross over. So to here by the gag and the achsadra, since they're owned by different people, we won't let you cross over even within the four amot. And the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Then by Rabbi Barabaye, Rabbi Barabaye now adds on an additional dimension to this question. He said, Bet amot begag, or bet amot bechurva, mahu. If you have two amot of the roof, and again, this is a roof among roofs, which for the Chachamim, according to Rashi, is a carmelite. And then next to it, or adjacent to it, you have a churva, which is an old area that was once a house, but now it's destroyed. Nobody lives in there, and it's owned by someone else. And as Rashi points out over here, the churva is a case where it's prutza. One side of the churva is open into the Rishut Rabim, so that makes it into a carmelite and not a Rishut Yachid. And very similar to the question that was posed before by Rami Bar Chama about a gag and achsadra, he is now posing that question with regards to a roof next to a churva. Amar Rav Gahana, lav hainu de Rami Bar Chama. So Rav Gahana pushes back against Rabbi Barabaye and says, isn't this the exact same question that Rami Bar Chama asked? Why are you just reorganizing the variables here and saying it's a gag and a churva versus a gag and achsadra? The bottom line is the question's the same. You have two places that are both designated as a carmelite. They're both places that are not livable spaces, the achsadra and the churva, and they're adjacent. You want to know if you can carry those four amot, the two amot in one and two amot the other. Why isn't that the same question? So he says back to Mar Rabbi Barabaye, V'chime acher, atai v'natzai. What, you think I just came lately and I'm just trying to raise issues and be a fighter? I'm not just coming here to pose silly questions or just to repeat the same question in different words. Or you can read it, you think I'm taking up someone else's position just to be combative, just to ask questions? Obviously, that's not what my intention is. When I ask the question, it's clear that I knew what Rami Bar Chama said, and I'm not just rephrasing that question. What the difference is, achsadra lochazi l'dira. And achsadra will never be appropriate for living in. V'churva chazi l'dira. On the other hand, the churva can be rebuilt and made into a place that is ra'oi l'dira, that can be inhabited. And now, that's a distinction or differentiation between the churva and the achsadra. Gemara says, michi me'achar dechazi l'dira. If it's ra'oi l'dira, if it's a place that's inhabitable, makami ba'ile. Why does he have a question at all? So, imtim salomar gamar. It's a question that's phrased as, if I know the answer to one, then I pose this second question, which is, imtim salomar achsadra lo chazi l'dira. That achsadra is not inhabitable space, and that's why we allow you to carry from the roof over to the achsadra, churva, chazi l'dira. Do we say by a churva, since it could be used as inhabitable space, if it was fixed up, then it has a din like a bayit, and not like an achsadra, or dilma, hashtamiya late ba diurin. Or do we say, on the other hand, since now it's not inhabited, it looks more like the achsadra, churva, which sits in between. It's not inhabited now, like an achsadra, or is it like a bayit? And that's the question that is being posed by Rabbi Barabaye. And the Gemara leaves it as a teku, an unresolved issue. So Tosfot makes a couple of harot on Rashi's position here with regards to the amud next to the roof. The first of which is, he says there has to at least be four tvachim between them, in order that they are separate, and that the amud, if it was adjacent to the roof, then it would have a side that is open or parutz kulo to the gag, and then it would have the same properties as the gag. So it has to be at least that it's differentiated or separated away from the gag. That's the first thing that he says. Number two is, he brings Rashi's position here that the Gag is considered to be a Carmelite, and that the Amud is considered to be a Reshuta Yachid. But the Rabbeinu Tam thinks just the opposite. Rabbeinu Tam perish, and so does the Rach, that the Bet Amot Bagag, Davi Reshuta Yachid. The two Amot on the roof are considered to be a Reshuta Yachid. Ubet Amot Bamud, Shu Carmelite. And the two Amot on the Amud, the pillar, are considered to be a Carmelite, because it's a Kesh Einer Gvoa Yud, that it's not 10 Tefachim High, Vurachav Dalit. 4x4, but not 10 Tefachim High, which is a Carmelite. Bechashiv Legag Reshuta Yachid, it considers the Gag to be Reshuta Yachid, Mishum Tahani Bei Eruv, the Tatel Bekulo. Because if you put up an Eruv over there, then you can carry across the entire pace there. It's not like a normal Carmelite. If you have a Carmelite, you make an Eruv, it doesn't help you inside of a Carmelite to carry. That tells you it's not a real Carmelite. It's more akin to a Reshuta Yachid than a Carmelite. And that's the question being posed here by Rami Bar Chama. We have Shtei Amot Begag, which is a Reshuta Yachid, or it's a Carmelite, but a Carmelite light, that's like a Reshuta Yachid. And then you have Shtei Amot on an Amud, which is a real Carmelite. Can you cross between them? The Gemara says, Carmelite to Reshuta Yachid, why is that a question at all? And then the Gemara moves on to say, no, it's a case where it's a roof to an achsadra, a churva, where there are 10 tefachim high, 4x4, which makes their roofs the equivalent of a reshuta yachid. And that's what we're asking, reshuta yachid of the roof to the reshuta yachid of the achsadra and the churva. And the same question that arose with Rashi, which is, inside of the gagim, you have batim below, which makes it as diurim and has separate delineation below, versus the achsadra and the churva, even though they have separate ownership, there's nobody living in them. The Achsadra has nobody living in them, and it's not really the deer at all. And the Churva has nobody currently living in them, but there could be the possibility of someone living in them. And then you have the same continuum in the Gemara, as the questioning and the Imtim Salomar, that Rashi did with his position, just here, instead of it being Carmelite versus Carmelite. Like Rashi says, it's a question of Reshuta Yachid versus another type of Reshuta Yachid. So now the Gemara moves back to our Mishnah, and the Machlok between Rav and Shmuel. The Mishnah, Gagim HaShavim L'Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, if all the roofs are on the same plane, then Rabbi Meir said before that you can carry between the different roofs. It's only when one is higher than the other by 10 tefachim do we have a problem. But if they're on the same plane, then Rabbi Meir would agree that you can carry through all of those adjacent roofs. V'gag Yechidi L'Rabbanan. In an instance where you have a single house with a single roof on it, according to the Rabbanan only said it was a problem to carry when there were multiple roofs that were adjacent to each other. But if there is a delineated or separate roof, then they agree that you can carry on it. So now those two positions, Rav Amar Mutar L'Taltel B'Kulo. Rav said you can carry over the entire roof. Ushmal Amar Ein Mitaltelim Bo El B'Dalet. You can only carry 4 amot. According to Rabbi Meir, when you have multiple roofs that are adjacent to each other, you can only carry 4 amot. And in a case where the Rabbanan have it delineated separately, one gag, you can only carry 4 amot. Now obviously this is problematic versus their positions that we saw earlier. They already stipulated in their position, and we talked about the Chachamim, and they said that when you have roofs that are adjacent to each other, they're each one's considered to be separate. And over there, Shmuel says you can carry on the entire roof, versus over here where he's saying you can only carry Dalet Amot on a separately delineated house. And over there, Rav said you can only carry Dalet Amot on a roof. And yet, over here, for Rabbi Meir, in the same situation where they're all adjacent, he says you can carry over the whole area. So then, how do we reconcile? And that's what the Gemara does now. Rav Amar Mutar L'Teltel B'Kulo. Rav says you can carry over the entire area. Kasha D'Rav Ad'Rav. That's difficult, given Rav's position before. Rav says, no problem. Hatam Lo Min Kara Mechitzta. Hacha Min Kara Mechitzta. It's very simple. It's a question of whether the Mechitzot are clearly delineated and easily seen. In the case before, where you had the Chachamim and all the roofs were adjacent, over there, it wasn't clear where one roof ended and the next one began. Even though there were walls underneath it, you could not see that from on top. And since you can't see that, that's why he said you're going to carry Dalet Amot, because it looks like one big area, and there's no clear delineation between the roofs, and therefore you can't carry on one roof amongst the other roofs. Whereas over here, where it's a freestanding house, and there's walls around it, then you of course can carry on top. There's no question there that you have clearly delineated walls and mechitzot, because there's only one house over here. Ushmol amare mitatulim bo ele bedalet amot. Shmuel's opinion over here is that you can only carry it for 4 amot. Kasha de Shmuel de Shmuel. That's a stira in Shmuel, because back before we said Shmuel said you can carry the entire roof when you have one roof, other chachamim amongst other roofs. Over here he's saying that you can't carry even on a single house freestanding. It says no problem. Atam lo be yoter mi beit satayim. over there, the area was less than a Beit Satayim. Whereas over here, the area enclosed is greater than a Beit Satayim. And that means both for Rabbi Meir. Here in the case of Rabbi Meir, where there are multiple roofs that are adjacent to each other, if the entire span of all those roofs together is greater than Beit Satayim, then it's an area, Shlo Kaf Ledira, becomes a Carmelite, and you can only carry a Dalet Amot. And that's why Shmuel says here, you can only carry Dalet Amot, even according to Rabbi Meir. Before, he said you can carry around the entire roof, and for Rabbi Meir, if it's Rishut Achad and all those roofs, because it was less than Beit Satayim. And less than Beit Satayim, as long as it has Mechitzot on the outside, even if it's not Ukaf Ledira, it's fine to carry it. It doesn't become a Carmelite. And same for the Rabbanan. Before the Rabbanan, when you had one roof amongst multiple roofs, Shmuel said, Gur Asik. We look at the walls below of the houses as if they come up to the roof and they divide it up. And that's why each house I can carry in. But those houses were of a small size. Over here, even we're talking about a freestanding house, such a large house that the roof of this house is greater than Beit Satayim. Since it's greater than Beit Satayim, and we're talking about Mechitzot, that is Shehukaf, Shelo Ledira, that were enclosed not for a living space, therefore I say, only Dalet Amot, this is a Carmelite. So that is the position of Shmuel. The differentiation between the case before and the case here is that back then we were talking about less than a Beit Satayim. Over here we're talking about a case that is more than Beit Satayim. And back there Shmuel says, Gur Asik, we look as if the Mechitzot go up. We say the same thing over here, Gur Asik, but it doesn't help you, because here when the Gur Asik, the walls go up, they're enclosing an area that's greater than Beit Satayim. So the first machloka between Rav and Shmuel is in the position of the Rabbanan, where every individual has his own area, and every gag is separately surrounded because of the walls of the house below. And therefore there's no Beit Satayim over there. But over here, they're arguing within the position of Rabbi Meir. Remember, Rabbi Meir looks at it as a Rishut Achat. When you have multiple houses that are adjacent to each other, all the roofs become like one big roof. And that's why there's Beit Satayim over here, and that's what they're arguing about over here. Because he makes all those roofs as if they are one. And even though Shmuel said before, Gur Asik, that when you have the walls below for the houses, that's when we're talking in the position of the Chachamim, that each roof is considered separately. Where Rabbi Meir, they're all considered to be one reshut, the walls down below, we're not going to say Gur Asik because they're not relevant. If all the roofs are one, then the roofs then being down below are not the consideration here. And the only thing that matters is the outside walls. And the outside walls are surrounding an area that is more than Beit Satayim. And that's why Shmuel sees it as being an issue over here. That's the machlok between Rav and Shmuel over here. Now the Gemara says, wait, what about the fact that these houses have Mechitzot down below and the walls that are around there are made for people to live in? So why don't we consider it to be a hukaf ledira? Gemara says, Hana mechitzot lamata avidan. Those walls are made for down below, in terms of living space, in terms of surrounding living space. That's only true internally in the houses. That's not true on the roofs. Even if you believe that we say Gur Asik and there are walls up there, they're definitely not hukaf ledira. That's not what you consider the roof. Inside the house, you would consider it hukaf ledira, but not above. The malolo avidan. Above, that's not the case. It's the equivalent of a karpaf, a backyard or big area that's enclosed, that is more than Beit Satayim, shalukaf the dira, that was not enclosed for living space. And since it wasn't enclosed for living space, then it's like a Carmelite and you can't carry in it. Gemara says, v'chol karpaf. And we know already from the rest of the Masechta that kol karpaf, yoter mi Beit Satayim. If you have a karpaf, an open area that's surrounded by a wall that's more than Beit Satayim, is the area of the Mishkan and the Midbar. Shelo hukaf ledira, that's surrounded not for living purposes. Ein mitaltalim bo ela bedalet, you only carry in there for amot, because it's classified as a Carmelite. And that's what Shmuel sees here in this case with Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Itmar, Sfina, comes to a boat. Rav amar mutar leteltel bikula. You can carry anywhere you want. Shmuel amar, ein mitaltalim bo ela bedalet. You can only carry around for amot. Rav amar mutar leteltel bikula. You can carry all around it. Daha iga mechitzta. It has walls. The boat has walls around the edges of the boat. You have mechitzot, and it's ukaf ledira. So no matter what the size of it is, you can go ahead and carry on the deck of the boat. Ushmol amar emet taltim b'ayla bar ramot. You're going to carry around 4 amot on the top of the boat. Mechitzot lavriach maimasuyot. The reason that the boat has walls on the outside has nothing to do with the inside. It has everything to do with the outside. The walls are made to keep the water out, not necessarily to keep or surround what's on the inside. So it's not hukaf ledira, it's hukaf lavriach hamayim. And because of that, if it's greater than a Beit Satayim and you have walls around it, then it's going to be a case of a Carmelite, and you'll only be able to carry for Dalet Amot. Whereas, if it's less than Beit Satayim, even Shmuel will agree that it is considered an area that you can carry around entirely, like Rav, because over there, even if it's not hukaf l'dira, as long as it has mechitzot around it and it's less than a beit satayim, one can carry around that whole area. Amalei Rav Chia bar Rav Yosef l'Shmuel, hilchata kavateich or hilchata kerav? Is halacha like you or is halacha like Rav? Amalei hilchata kerav. The halacha is like Rav. So despite the fact that Shmuel disagrees with Rav, he says the halacha is like Rav in this instance. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chia bar Yosef, umode Rav, shimkafal pia, if he actually turns the boat upside down. So now that the boat's walls are now making a tent-like structure over the individual, so there, Rav agrees, then you can't carry around inside of the boat more than 4 amot. Kafalamai, why did he flip it over? If he flipped it over in order to live under it, why is that any different than a single roof that is completely delineated? And either, if it's more than Beit Satayim, then you have a Machloket Rav and Shmuel. And if it's less than Beit Satayim, then everybody would agree that you could carry anywhere you want in there. But we don't see Rav changing his position because you want to live under this boat that is turned upside down. That's something that's Hukaf L'Dira, even though it's more than Beit Satayim. And those Mechitzot should function over here like they do in a case of a Gag Yechidi, where Rav agrees that you can carry around the whole area. Ela shekafa lezufta. He flipped it over in order to tar or put pitch on the bottom of the boat to waterproof it. So he turned it over to waterproof it, but not intending to make it into walls around it in order to live inside of it. So in that case, even Rav agrees that those walls are not acting like walls of hukaf l'dira, but rather those walls are actually put in place for what's on the outside, which is to put the pitch on there. If that's the case, if they're more than a Beit Satayim, and they're not hukaf l'dira, even Rav agrees that you cannot carry in that area. So Rav Ashi, matni lo asfina. Rav Ashi quotes this statement of Rav Chia bar Yosef speaking to Shmuel and asking him who the halacha is like on the case of sfina, on the case of the boat. And that's what we saw quoted before, that he says halacha ke Rav, despite the fact that I disagree with him. That was said about a boat, and that's where Rav Ashi quotes it. Rav Acha braid the rova matni lo achsadro. On the other hand, Rav Acha Breid Rova brings that statement of Shmuel in the case of an Achsadra, which is Ditmar. We have a case, the Achsadra Bibika. You have a gazebo in the middle of a field, an open area. Rav Amar Mutal Taltel Bekula, you can carry anywhere you want in there. Shmuel Amar Mitalta Milayla Be'arba, you only can carry around 4 amot on the inside. Rav Amar Mutal Taltel Bekula, you can carry around the whole area. Amrinim Pia Tikra Yureid Besotayim. He says that the edges of the gazebo come down and form a machitza around. This is in a case where the roof is flat and it has edges to it. That's why we described before in Rashi, when we were talking about the Achsadra, was a case where the roof was slanted. And that's why we didn't say Pia Tigra Yorod Visotein. But in our case over here, we're talking about a flat roof, where we do say Pia Tigra Yorod Visotein, and Rav does invoke that principle, and says this is if the gazebo has walls around it. If that's the case, you can carry inside of it any way you like. Shmuel Amar, Eim Etaltim Ba Ela Ba Arba. You can only carry around 4 amot inside of it. Lo Amrinim Pia Tigra Yorod Visotein. Shmuel does not subscribe to this position that a edge of a roof is looked as if it comes down and forms a mechitza to make this area available for carrying inside of it. And Rashi over here describes what exactly an achsadra is. An achsadra here he says is putzami dalid ruchuta. It's open on all 4 sides. Ve'omeid gruya adal yateir. It has a roof on top of it that's standing on 4 pillars, 4 uprights that hold it up. It's a little different than what Rashi said before in the Masechta. We had a Machloket Rashi and Tosafot. And Tosafot pointed to here to show that Rashi himself says this is the definition of an achsadra. And this is the more common explanation of what an achsadra is. It's open on all 4 sides. There's a roof on top that's held up by pillars, equivalent to something like a gazebo. He also says, why do they have the achsadra out in the Bika? Why don't they say that it's an achsadra in the middle of the city? The answer is, because if you're in the middle of the city, it's very likely that it's adjacent to a wall of a house or something else. And then we have real mechitzot around it. Forget about Pia Tigra Yored Visotein. So they put it out in the Bika, where it's clear that it's open, and the only walls that could possibly be relevant here are Pia Tigra Yored Visotein. And there we have a machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara continues with an interesting question, which is very pinpointed, one question on Rav and one question on Shmuel, which the Gemara answers, but it does have broader implications, as we'll see that Rashi and Tosafot take up the issues about other cases that are related to this. And that is, the Gemara says here, according to Rav, Aliva de Rabbi Meir, the Taltalei Migag Lechatzer. Why, according to Rav, the way he explains Rabbi Meir's position, again, we're talking about a case here where you have gagim shavim, you have a lot of gagim that are stretched out. Why doesn't Rabbi Meir allow you to carry from the gag down into the chatzer? The Gag and the Chatzer should be considered one Rishut, since we know that according to Rav, for Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to carry around the entire area if you have a flat series of roofs that are next to each other, and that, of course, means that it's not a Carmelite. If it's not a Carmelite, then why can't you carry from the Gagim down to the Chatzer, which is also an area where one has permission to carry utensils around? So that's the narrow question of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says why that's not the case is because Gezerah Mishum de Rav Yitzchak bar Avdime. So Gezerah, because of Rav Yitzchak bar Avdime, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdime told us on yesterday's daf that Rabbi Meir believes that he has a Gezerah Mishum tel b'rishut harabim. That whenever you have two Rishuyot that are more than 10 tefachim away from each other, then we have a Gezerah that we don't allow you to carry from one to the other because of the possibility or the incidents where it happens in Rishut Rabim. It's over here, the Gagim and the Chatzer, you're right. Technically, you should be able to carry between them. Problem is that they are more than 10 tefachim away from each other, meaning vertically. And because of that, it's Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir Lishitado says that we have Zera Mishum, Tel Birshut Rabim. And if that's the case, we're not going to let you carry from one to the other because of that instance where, if you have that same circumstances in Rishut Rabim, it becomes very problematic because then you have Rishut Yachid and Rishut Rabim, and a person will think you can carry between them. Ushmuel Aribo Durabonon, and Ushmuel in the position of the Rabbanan, Nital Tel Migag the Karpaf. You should be able to carry down from a Gag down to a Karpaf. And the way Rashi explains this is that if you have a Gag Yechidi, like we just saw before by Shmuel, that is, you'll tear me Beit Sataim, that has a din of a Carmelite, and a Karpaf greater than Beit Sataim has a din of a Carmelite. So why, according to Shmuel, can you not carry from one to the other? Now, because it's a Carmelite, you won't be able to carry more than Dalet Amot, but at least you should be able to go two Amot in one and two Amot in the other and carry between them. So Amarava Barula, Gzeira, Shemiv Chatagag. A problem that maybe the roof will collapse or fall in. Now the way Rashi explains this is that maybe the roof up top will break in or collapse inward, and that will reduce the roof that you have above less than Beit Sataim. And if less than Beit Sataim, then it becomes a Rishut Yachid instead of a Carmelite, and you can't carry from a Rishut Yachid into a Carmelite. Right now you're right, it's a Carmelite and a Carmelite, but there's a possibility that part of the roof might collapse, make it less than Beit Sataim, which would be a Rishut Yachid, and then you'd still want to carry from there into the Karpaf. And that's why we preclude you from doing this. Where it says, Yachim Karpaf, the Karpaf Nami. So why are you able to move from one Karpaf to another Karpaf? If they're both a Carmelite, I mean they're both greater than Beit Sataim and they're both a Carmelite, why are you permitted to carry from one to the other? Obviously not more than Dalet Amot, but even two Amot in one and two Amot in the other, why are you able to do that? Lo yiteltel dimo mifchat v'ata detutule. Because maybe one of them will be reduced below Beit Sataim, and once one of these karpifot are reduced below Beit Sataim, then that becomes a Rishut Yachid, and the other one's a Carmelite, and you would not be able to carry from one to the other, v'ata detutule, and you'll continue to carry between them. Hatam, in the case of the two karpifot, if it goes below Beit Sataim, minker alei milta, it's easy to assess. A person has a complete view of the area, you're in a karpaf, and you can see if it's a Beit Sataim or less than a Beit Sataim. Hoka, in our case, when you're standing up on the roof, imifchit lo minker milta, since it's not clearly delineated up above, we don't have any walls around there, we're using the walls that either surround the building or the walls that are between the different apartments, and we're saying good asik as if they go up, but they're not really there. And so it's hard to assess or to estimate the Beit Sataim when you're standing up there. So even if part of the roof collapses, it's hard for you to determine whether you're less than a Beit Sataim or more than a Beit Sataim. So because of that fear, we don't allow you to carry from the roof down to a Karpaf if they're both more than Beit Sataim, for fear that the roof might be reduced below a Beit Sataim. But from one Karpaf to another Karpaf, if they're both above Beit Sataim, we don't worry about one of them being reduced below a Beit Sataim. Because over there it's visible, it's clearly delineated mechitzot, and you would know if it went below a Beit Sataim. Okay, that's a Shitat Rashi in the Sugya. Tosafot does take issue with that, and the Ri says here that the case is not talking about a Gag that is Beit Sataim, but rather a Gag that's less than Beit Sataim. And we're also talking about a Karpaf that is less than a Beit Sataim in the question on Shmuel. The Gemara wants to know, why can't I carry from a Gag that's less than Beit Sataim, which is a Rishut Yachid, into a Karpaf that's less than a Beit Sataim, which is also Rishut Yachid? The answer of the Gemara is, Shema Yifchayit Agag, because maybe the roof will collapse in. And Tosafot over here says means in the middle, it'll collapse in. And the people inside the house will now use the roof like it's part of the house. And then it'll become Mukaf L'dira, which is Agag Mukaf L'dira. And then you wouldn't be able to carry from there down into the Karpaf below. Because even though both of them are Rishuyot HaYachid, they have a different status. Just like you can't carry from a Gag down into a Chatzer, or you can't carry from a Bayit into a Chatzer, once the roof is a Gaf L'dira, it's distinct from the Karpat below, and you won't be able to carry from one to the other, and that's our fear over here of Shema Yifchad HaGag, that the Gag might collapse. Now, even though Tosafot points out that there's a requirement of Gaf L'dira, that you have to have the Diurim there first, and then put the Mechitza up afterwards. In our case here, actually the mechitzo to there first, and then it only becomes mugaf l'dira after the fact. He says in this instance it's not so problematic because it really was somewhat or semi-mugaf l'dira beforehand because we're using the walls of the house. The walls of the house are really the walls that are also the mechitzo for the roof. Now it's true, we don't consider it mugaf l'dira because it's for the people down below. But once there's a hole now in the roof, it's as if those original walls are also the walls for the roof. And it's as if it was mugaf l'dira all along. So that's the gzeira. And then the Gemara asks, what about from a karpaf to a karpaf? Again, Tosafot says that it's a karpaf that's less than beit satayim next to or adjacent to another karpaf that's less than beit satayim. Why don't we say don't carry from one to the other because of this gzeira, the shema yafchit? And Tosafot says over here, the shema yafchit means maybe one of the walls of the karpafiot will fall down, and then it'll be broken or breached open completely on one side to Rishut Rabim and a Bika, and that would make it into a Karmelit. Right now we have two Karpifot that are both below Beit Satayim, so each one is a Rishut Yachid, and we say, be fine to carry one from the other. Why don't we worry about this fact that maybe the wall will fall down on one of the sides, and then it'll make it into a Karmelit, and you won't be able to carry from one to the other. If we're worried about the roof collapsing, then why don't we worry about the fact that maybe the wall will fall down on one of the sides? Where it says, it's because it's Nikar. By Karpaf, if one of the walls falls down and it's now a Karmelit, it's very obvious that the wall fell down and the status changed. On the other hand, when the roof in the middle breaks open, it's not so clear that the status of this roof has changed from something that was Mukaf before now to be Mukaf L'dira. And since it's not such a clear distinction or delineation, there we worry about if it breaks down that you won't notice it or you won't understand that, and therefore you'll carry from one to the other even when it's not permitted. But over here, since it's very clear whether it's Mukaf or not Mukaf, then we don't worry about it when there are two karpifot that are adjacent to each other. So that's Rashi and Tosafot. Beyond that, Rashi and Tosafot seconds this, as numerous questions as to why doesn't the Gemara ask about other situations where you might be able to carry. Now we, again, mentioned one of them, the Rav, why can't you carry from the Gagim Shavim down into the Chatzer? That's what the Gemara asked. And by Shmuel, why can't you carry from a Gag, whether, according to Rashi, that's more than Beit Satayim, into a Karpaf, more than Beit Satayim, or according to Tosafot, a Gag that's less than Beit Satayim into a Karpaf that's less than Beit Satayim, and that's it. But we have many other permutations of Rav and Shmuel, and that Rashi deals with as well as Tosafot, which is, first of all, what about Rabbi Meir? Why can't you carry from Gagim into an area that is a Karpaf less than Beit Satayim? So Rashi says, well, the Gemara didn't ask that question because it's obvious that you wouldn't carry from a roof down into a Karpaf that's less than a Beit Satayim, because a Karpaf is Tashmish Enu Tadir. Something that's used on an infrequent basis versus a Gag or a Chatzer, where it is a Tashmish Tadir. Since it's a Tashmish Tadir, you would never think that you could carry from the Gag down into a Karpaf less than Beit Satayim, or vice versa. Then, according to Rabbanon, when you have a Rabbanon, you have a Gag Yechidi, a single roof, and that is considered a Reshut Yechid, why don't we ask then, according to Rav, you should be able to carry from the Gag Yechidi down into a Chatzer. They're both Reshuyot Yechid. And you should be able to move between a Gag and a Chatzer. Rashi answers, Zayin Hochanami. We're going to see that in tomorrow's daf. That's exactly what the Rabbanan believe. You can carry from a Gag Yechidi down into a Chatzer, according to Rav. Also, why don't we ask, according to the Rabbanan, where you have a Gag Yechidi that is greater than Beit Satayim, why can't you carry down into the Chatzer? Because we saw before that Rav believes, even if it's greater than Beit Satayim, it still has a Din of Reshut Yechid. And that means the Gag is a Reshut Yachid, and the Chatzer is a Reshut Mishutefet. And that's why you can't carry from one to the other. Why don't we ask about the Rabbonon? If you have a Gag ben a Gagim, according to the Rabbonon, then each one is separate. Why can't you carry from there down into a Karpaf? They're both designated as a Karmelit. If that's the case, why can't you carry from one down to the other? Rashi says that's because the Gagim are a Karmelit light versus the Karpaf, which are real Karmelit. They're currently light because they are chazi l'dira, they can't be utilized, and we saw that before in the Tosafot, you can actually make an A-roof and make it possible to carry up there, which is not true in a pure Karmelit. Since the Gagim are considered to be a Karmelit light, you can't carry from them into the Karpaf. Now, according to Shmuel, Rashi asks, why don't we say according to Rabbi Meir, where you have Gagim Shavim, why can't you carry into a Chatzer? Because according to Shmuel, according to Rabbi Meir, where it's Gagim Shavim, that is an area that's considered to be a karmelit, you can't carry from one to the other. And a chatzer is an area that's meshutefet, it's also a karmelit that you can't carry around. So why can't I carry from one to the other? So there, Rashi answers that a gag is a karmelit lishmuel, but a chatzer is still considered to be a reshuti yachid. Even though they both seem to be a karmelit, that's for different reasons. The chatzer is really a reshuti yachid. The Chachamim say you can't carry there from the batim into it. But itself, it is a reshuti yachid. The gag, according to Shmuel, is really a karmelit. And that's why you can't carry around the gag. You can only carry dalet amot. In addition, according to Rabbanan, the Gemara later says that a gag and a chatzer, you're allowed to carry one to the other. So for Rab, that works very well. But according to Shmuel, how does he explain that? He thinks a gag is a karmelit, and a chatzer is a reshuti yachid. So Rashi explains that Shmuel will say that's the case with begag ben agagim. The case when there's one roof amongst many roofs, and therefore the gag is considered to be reshuti yachid, that one gag is reshuti yachid, and so is the chatzer reshuti yachid, and that's why you can carry between them. Or the other possibility is it's a case where it's a gag, it's a roof that's less than Beit Sataim. Since it's less than Beit Sataim, according to Shmuel, that takes on the status of reshuti yachid, and that's why you can carry down to the chatzer. Now, according to Shmuel, for Rabbi Meir, when you have a gagim shavim, it's still a karmelit. You only carry to dalet amot, and same thing with a karpaf. So Rashi answers that shtem karmelit, aval yesh gzera tel birshut rabim. Eino chanami, you should be able to carry between them. But the problem is that we know already from Rav before that by Rabbi Meir, we do say that there's a problem of tel birshut rabim if they're more than 10 tefachim apart, which is the case when you have a gag that is adjacent to a karpaf. Okay, we'll stop over here.